بشار يا غالي يا ابن الأسد، يا بشار يا عالي يا ابن الأسد.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has won a newfound popularity with the Arab man in the street for his recent stand in support of Hamas, as the recent pop tune called Bashar the Lion reveals. Hamas top leader Khaled Meshaal, along with other key Palestinian opposition figures, is based in Syria, giving the country extra muscle in diplomatic negotiations. Syria's political and logistical support for Hamas, along with Lebanon's Hezbollah, won kudos with the Arab public and has European and Arab diplomats knocking on Syria's door. President Assad's fiery speech last month at an emergency Arab summit in Qatar drew applause in the Arab press after he decried Israel's military operation in Gaza and called for revenge.
وبما أننا أصحاب ذاكرة غنية لأننا أهل التاريخ ومالكو الأرض.
He says that Arabs are a people with a long memory and will be sure to remind our children of the massacre in Gaza. President Assad says Arabs will preserve pictures of the children of Gaza spattered with blood and maimed and will teach Israelis about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And he said that what was taken by force can only be returned by force. Syrian political analyst Marwan Kabalan insists Damascus stands to reap a political windfall from its position in supporting Hamas. He argues that in Gaza there was an oppressed people and Syria took their side, so necessarily it will reap the popular and regional gains. For now, Kabalan concludes that everyone on the side of the resistance in the Arab world has been strengthened and that it has become imperative to negotiate with Syria. Syria's exact position towards negotiating with Israel remains murky after President Assad pronounced the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative towards Israel clinically dead, following months of indirect talks with the Jewish state using Turkish mediation.
أما من جهتنا كدول عربية فبالتوازي مع المبادرات
Arab states, President Assad says, must retaliate by closing Israeli embassies and boycotting Israeli products, and Syria has also cut off indirect talks with Israel indefinitely. The 2002 peace initiative, Mr. Assad adds, is dead and buried because Arab concessions have repeatedly been met by Israeli arrogance. Professor Fuad Ajami of Johns Hopkins School for Advanced International Studies believes Syria cleverly exploits its ambiguous political position towards Israel.
But the Syrians, in a way, they're the perfect fence sitters. They swing both ways. They can swing with Egypt and Saudi Arabia and be a status quo player, or they can swing the other way. And I think that increasingly they have kind of joined the opposition. I mean, they've joined the renegade. But they're very careful because they are shrewd enough that they know that a ride with the renegade is very dangerous. So I think they are both brutal and smart.
University of Oklahoma professor Joshua Landis, who runs the well-known Syria Comment website, paints a dire picture of Syria and the Arab strategic positions, suggesting that Damascus wants the new Barack Obama administration to step in and save the situation.
There has been an outpouring amongst Western analysts and analysts in the region of analysis claiming that Barack Obama cannot fix the Arab-Israeli conflict, that it's too late. The Palestinians have lost, that Gaza's invasion punctuates this loss, that the likely winner of the elections in Israel will be Netanyahu, who does not believe in a two-state solution, who wants to expand settlements. So that leaves Syria.
Professor Landis thinks that President Assad wants to strike a global bargain with the new U.S. president, but is demanding guarantees and concessions before he will make any himself.
He's got a dual message. There will be no more direct Syrian-Israel negotiation unless America steps in and offers some guarantee. In many ways, Western analysts believe that they've scared the Arab world. They've shown that they can thrash them. And therefore, they want concessions out of the Arabs before they'll go to peace talks. And the West wants Syria to make Hamas renounce its violence and to accept overtly the state of Israel. So you see, it's about who won. And the Arabs are saying, you did not win. We're not going to make these concessions.
The biggest concession, according to Landis, is for the United States and President Obama to stop treating Syria as a pariah state and to send a new U.S. ambassador to Damascus for the first time since 2005. President Assad, Landis concludes, has Mr. Obama over a barrel because the only place the new administration can make progress towards peace is in Syria, and Damascus has a price for making that happen. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.